Riley here. This is the No Spin News for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. Stand up for your country. You know, I never thought I would see what I am seeing today. And that's why we started the Stand Up for Your Country campaign, because I don't want America torn apart. And the process is underway. And I'm going to get into it in a very specific way tonight. Now, I went through the Vietnam years. I was in college. I paid attention, close attention. And even though the violence and the protests were far worse back in the late 60s, early 70s, many, many more people engaged, the underlying cause was an unjust war. And the war was unjust for a lot of reasons, but primarily because it drafted American, young Americans, and it put them in a battlefield where the U.S. government wasn't really fighting to win. And that's unjust. And, you know, it was not a good time in American history. But there wasn't what there is now. And now we have the second American Civil War. It's underway. And the teardown has begun. So this defund the police, this is happening. It's happening in Minneapolis, it's happening in New York, it's happening in Los Angeles, and this is going to lead to thousands of people being killed, murdered. And those Americans who feel this is foolish and subversive, like me, I'm on the war path. So it's no longer two sides to the story, in my opinion. There's the right side, and that's the side I'm fighting on. And then there's the wrong side. And I'm going to list this whole thing for you so you know what I'm talking about. Now, I don't want any violence. I thought those two people in St. Louis who brought the guns out were foolish for doing it and hurt their own cause. I know they broke the gate down. I know they were yelling at them. I know all of that. But the press is never going to report their side of the story. And if you give inflammatory material to the far-left press, which is almost all of it now, it's going to hurt the cause of traditional America. So if it had been me in St. Louis, I would have stayed inside my house. Now, somebody comes in my house, somebody starts to destroy my house, that's another thing. You have the right to defend yourself and your property. You're going to have to pay a price if you do that right. You know it in certain areas, they'll come after you. But you do have that right. So the Civil War is underway. There are two sides. The bad side is the teardown. We want to remake the country, all right? Because it's racist. This is the bad side. The country's racist. Capitalism is racist. Our founding fathers were racist. Our Constitution is racist. Everything's racist. So we're going to tear that all down, and we're going to build up a new socialist America where everybody's equal and everybody has an outcome, a guaranteed outcome by a big federal colossus. They're going to guarantee your health care. They're going to guarantee your job. They're going to guarantee your money. They're going to guarantee everything. But in return, you have no freedom. You got to do what they say. So they're going to pass a wealth tax. They'll come into your house and they'll take your private property. All right, that's socialism. That's what the bad side wants. And they're using racism to tear down the country to try to impose socialism. Bad side. The good side is we know America needs to be improved because it does. And I hope all of you will step back and think about that. You can't have a system where four police officers are standing over a man, watching him die for 9 minutes. You can't. The system has to be realigned, not destroyed, realigned. That something like that cannot happen. It's illegal. It can't happen. This can be done without destroying our police system, our system of justice. It can be done.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast.
where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Pew study. Pew is all right. They take their time. They're methodical. They surveyed 4,708 Americans online and telephone. All right. They asked, in thinking about the state of America these days, you feel 71% angry, 66% fearful, 46% hopeful, 17% proud. So, an incumbent president facing 71% of the population angry and 66% fearful, it is almost impossible to be reelected. However, with the Civil War underway, if Donald Trump becomes the commander of the traditional side, he could win. If he doesn't, he will lose. That's it. Biden says he's not going to hold any rallies. Of course he's not. Why would he hold a rally? The Trump rally was a debacle. People aren't going to come out in the age of COVID. All right? Now, Biden has not held a press conference in 89 days, and he was asked one tough question yesterday. Go.
I'm 65. I don't have word recollection that I used to have. I forget my train of thought from time to time. You got 12 years on me, sir. Have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been tested, and I'm constantly tested. Look, all I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
All right, I can't wait to see that as well. Biden 77, Trump 74. But in reality, Joe Biden is not a factor in this election. Doesn't that sound crazy? But it's absolutely true. It's Donald Trump running against Donald Trump. It's either a I hate Trump vote or I love Trump vote. Do you know anybody who goes, I got to get that Joe Biden in the Oval Office? He's the greatest leader. We have to have him. You know anybody? I know a lot of liberals and Democrats, and there's no one who's jumping up and down because Joe Biden's running for president. No one.
Another quick break, and I'll be right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Let's go to the mail. Linda, Bill, I'm frightened for our country. I don't even know where to go. Is it over for Republicans? No, it's not. If Republicans figure out that most Americans are traditionalists and don't want their country torn to pieces, and if they get some cojones, it's a a Spanish word, and stand up, then this thing could turn around fast. Brian Zeck, Dallas, Texas. It appears the media controls the narrative by keeping conservative opinion on the defensive. How would you, a simple man, Bill, change that so conservative narrative gets on the defensive and the folks get to hear the other point of view? I think the folks do hear it because of talk radio, as I mentioned, Fox News. But there's nothing that anyone can do about giant media corporations corrupting the news. And the government, I guess, could step in somehow, but I don't know how. First Amendment. Arlene Radman, Colts Neck, New Jersey. Thank you, Bill, for organizing Stand Up America. It's Stand Up for Your Country. I know a lot of people think it's Stand Up for America. It's Stand Up for Your Country. It's a formal campaign name. I will display the stickers proudly. Thank you for reporting on the ideology and the money behind the Black Lives Matter movement. Okay. That column, there's the sticker, by the way. The column on Black Lives Matter Global Foundation posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Must reading. Bob Wakeman, San Dimas, California. Question, what does woke mean? Woke is a politically correct description of people who have suddenly come to the realization that we are a racist, misogynist country and that everyone's persecuted and there's no fairness. So if you believe that, you're woke. Fourth of July weekend, I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to relax. I'm going to jump in the ocean, in the pool. I'm not going to get angry. Not going to get angry. Instead, I'm going to give money to the independencefund.org to help the wounded vets. I already gave money a couple of weeks ago to the Big Brothers and Sisters on Long Island. Make a donation on the 4th of July to your favorite charity to help the country. I know you're angry. I know you're teed off. Control it. Do something positive. Be a patriot. We need patriots. Happy 4th of July. Stay with us on BillO'Reilly.com. We'll be checking in all weekend. See you soon.